The word is holy, right down to the letter. The reason it's holy is because the letter holds what is interior, the interior meaning. And it's the interior meaning that is the Lord. The exterior meaning, apart from the interior, is not the Lord. So when truths enter your mind, they accommodate themselves to the various forms, you know, concepts and structures that you have, that they accommodate themselves to your sense of things. So you take hold of a truth and you understand it in relation to myself. So, for example, the idea that the Lord saves, this just as an example. So we take hold of that truth, the Lord saves, and then we think, well, the Lord saves me. But the me that you are referring to is the me that's been built up out of the love of self and love of the world. So, yes, the Lord will accommodate that. And that's an aspect of the maternal human. It's a falsity. But within it, there is a truth. The Lord is Savior. So it's able to be accommodated. But as you progress with things and start to work with things, so then it becomes obvious that, you know, proprium can't be saved. That's not how it works. So then you start to put off that idea that it is this self that I believe myself to be that's being saved. And a different idea or concept is put on that is more aligned with what the word teaches. And that's the human from the Father, or a new form. And even that form, we still hold that form as something, perhaps an insight we've come up with. So there's still ownership over it. And then those elements of ownership have to be put off. And when they're put off, when there's a realization that all good and truth is from the Lord, that the Lord alone is a self that he lives in, and that's the fullness of things. And so that can be thought about in terms of a glorification, but it started with the maternal false ideas, moved through to a progression towards a fuller understanding, a clearer understanding, and then a recognition that that understanding is from the Word or from the Lord itself. So the story of the Lord glorifying his human while in the world is a representation of what needs to take place within the human mind for its regeneration to occur. And that's the important thing. That can't be done without the sense of the letter, because the sense of the letter is what provides the means by which elevation can occur. It's the bottom rung of Jacob's ladder. So the two things, if you think about the double helix idea, the spiral staircase, right, is that because the Lord has never not been glorified, okay, so the Lord has always been in his glory, the aspect of him not being in a glorified state is really tied to our perception of the Lord, not to the Lord himself. So as the mind regenerates, so we come to see the glory of the Lord. We come to see him in fullness, greater and greater fullness. So the two strands, right, are intimately connected, that as the human mind regenerates, it comes to see the Lord for who he truly is. And what is at the bottom of the ladder, the appearances of the senses, then become united with the spiritual sense, and that is what constitutes the Lord's human being glorified. And it also constitutes the formation of a divine natural, or the Lord fully present in the letter and ruling and reigning. So first things are ruling by means of ultimate things.